This is an iHeart podcast.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
When I told people I was making a podcast about Benghazi, 9 times out of 10, they called me a masochist, rolled their eyes, or just asked, why?
Benghazi, the truth became a web of lies.
From Prologue Projects and Pushkin Industries, this is Fiasco, Benghazi.
What difference at this point does it make?
Listen to Fiasco, Benghazi on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is! Jesse Kelly Show! Let's have some fun! On a Wednesday, a hump day, and oh boy, is it going to be a roller coaster tonight. You see, we are going to address the Merrick Garland stuff and a lot of it that's going to dominate a huge portion of the show. We're going to talk a little bit about energy because that's probably just as important, if not more, with Daniel Turner about a half hour from now. The great Dan Bongino is going to join us second hour, right, Chris? Second hour? Give or take. Halfway through the second hour. Yes, halfway through the second hour, Dan Bongino joins us. Another person on the right got murdered by a communist. How they use language. All that and so much more is coming up tonight on the world famous Jesse Kelly Show. Now, I know what you're saying. What is the big story we're going to tackle right off the bat tonight? Obviously, you're probably sitting there and you're thinking it's going to be Merrick Garland. Hey, Attorney General, that's a big deal. That's a really big deal. Having a corrupt one is a really big deal. It's probably going to end the United States of America. So that seems like a place we should probably start, right? Or maybe we should start with the World Economic Forum. You see, they're back out there. Maybe that would be a good place. Or this border stuff is bad. Oh my gosh, it's getting really, really bad. The border and everything, they're piled onto trains. Maybe we should start with the border.
It shows, as you can see, hundreds of people riding on top of a freight train. I mean, they've even erected like tents on top of it.
Next stop, New York City. But I'm not going to start any of those places. I'm going to begin with something so much more important than that, because there's more to life than the Attorney General or an open border or Joe Biden or any of these things we focus on every single day. You know what's more important than any of those things? Me. And me being right about stuff. Me being right about stuff and then being able to play the audio of me being right about stuff and then rubbing it in everyone's face how right I was about everything. So do you remember Ken Buck of Colorado, that useless piece of trash congressman? And do you remember when I said there's something wrong? This guy's compromised. In case you forgot, Here was
what we've seen from the Federal Bureau of Investigation in just the last, what, 6-7 years. They spied on Donald Trump's presidential campaign when he was running to be president. They lied on a...
By the way, this is long, but I love the sound of my voice, so I'm going to keep playing it.
FISA warrant application, so the FISA court would continue allowing them to illegally spy on Donald Trump's campaign. They have assigned terrorist designations to angry school board moms who got too loud about CRT being taught in schools. They have kicked in the door and sent SWAT teams to the homes of peaceful pro-lifer after peaceful pro-lifer. The Federal Bureau of Investigation took possession of Hunter Biden's laptop in 2019 and tried to cover up the crimes that were on it to keep from investigating it. And then when they found out a news outlet, the New York Post, was about to publish an article on it, they then ran to social media companies and told them to censor the information. This is a very, very brief list of FBI crimes that have been committed in the last 6 or 7 years. Now I'm going to play for you the audio of Ken Buck as he sits there with his opportunity to interrogate Christopher Wray, the head of the FBI.
I want to thank you for leading an agency, as you mentioned in your opening statement, that protects Americans from foreign terrorists, that an agency that protects Americans from spies from China and Russia, and cybercrime and public corruption and organized crime and drug cartels and human traffickers and white-collar criminals. And I want to thank you and the FBI for protecting law-abiding Americans from the evil that exists all around us. And frankly, I am not in favor of defunding the FBI, nor am I in favor of splitting up the FBI, nor am I in favor of using the Holman rule for the FBI director.
And this is just a theory. I believe Ken Buck of Colorado is compromised. And you know why I say that? Because I said Ken Buck was compromised because of how he questioned, or I should say didn't question, praised, made out with Christopher Wray. Oh, don't worry. I'm going somewhere with this. Stay with me. Ken Buck had his opportunity today to question the top law enforcement officer in the United States of America, the man who's actually over Christopher Wray, the man who's over all of it, Attorney General Merrick Garland. And I would like to once again play for you Ken Buck, only this is the updated Ken Buck from today.
Not only did you lead the prosecution of the Oklahoma City bombing case, but in that case, the death penalty was asked for and actually received, and Timothy McVeigh was executed. Not exactly a Democrat priority to seek the death penalty in cases, but you did so because of the rule of law. You did so because...
I just want to remind you of something before I go back to playing Ken Buck. Just there are a lot of rules, and even I don't understand all, or even I don't, like, yeah, I'm like on this lofty mind. I don't understand how all of them work in Congress, but I do know this. Ken Buck has a limited amount of time for questioning. They're all given a limited amount of time. This is how Ken Buck used his time today.
The facts and the law demanded that you did so, and you followed the facts and the law in that situation. It's my understanding that in your conference room, you have a portrait of Elliot Richardson. And the reason you have a portrait of Elliot Richardson is because he demanded that the Department of Justice stay independent from the Nixon administration. He had the backbone to stand up to the President of the United States and make sure that the Department of Justice would not become the government's lawyer. You put that portrait there soon after you became Attorney General because it was a signal.
I'm not kidding. This is his questioning time for Merrick Garland. He goes on and on and on and on and on. I've had about enough of that now. So that was me from a few days ago. Ken Buck's compromised. Today, Ken Buck did it again. And then this article comes out courtesy of the New York Post this morning. Representative Ken Buck eyes CNN job while criticizing Biden impeachment. If you dig through the article, he's actually looking at more than just a job with CNN. You see, he's also going after a DC-based law firm job. You would need to have a system membership card for one of those. And he's also seeking out a nomination from Joe Biden himself to sit on the Federal Trade Commission. I know when somebody's compromised. It was all too obvious. And this is the kind of thing that disheartens
so many Americans what Ken Buck is doing right now. I know no one else led their show talking about it today, and we're going to get to all the Merrick Garland stuff next, and I swear we're going to churn and burn through this stuff. What Ken Buck is doing now is more damaging than what any Democrat is doing in the House of Representatives right now. Here's why. You already know the Democrats in the House are going to be pieces of trash. You know Nancy Pelosi, AOC, Jamal Bowman, you name it, Jerry Nadler. They get up every single day and they come and try to destroy everything you love. You already know that. Ken Buck is the one you send to D.C., the one you rely on to fight for you. And when he sells out, when he sells his soul for a job at CNN or a cushy leather chair at a D.C. Democrat law firm, what it does is it guts the heart and motivation from our own people. The worst human being in the United States Congress is not Nancy Pelosi. It's not Chuck Schumer. Yes, senators or congressmen, by the way. It's not Chuck Schumer. It's not Jamal Bowman. It's Ken Buck, because Ken Buck is the one that was sent there to have your back, and he sold you and me down the river for 30 pieces of silver. That's why he's worse. He's worse than the enemy. He's the worst there is. This is the stuff that disheartens our people. And this is why this stuff makes me absolutely insane. Because at a time of desperation for us, where we're watching our government turn into something completely evil. Did you hear the IRS guy from today? Have you even heard this one yet?
You were not whistleblowing on a private citizen. You were not whistleblowing on Hunter Biden. You were whistleblowing on, in your view, misconduct by the higher-ups at DOJ and the IRS that were not treating somebody the way anybody else would be treated. Am I hearing you correctly?
Absolutely. That should concern all of your viewers, that if we have a Department of Justice that is treating one taxpayer differently than another taxpayer, that there is a problem there. And there needs to be mechanisms within Department of Justice that prevent that from happening. I mean,
I'm going to cut him off there just for the sake of time. IRS whistleblower comes forward and says, hey, not only the DOJ, but the IRS is covering for Democrats and prosecuting Republicans. And we have Ken Buck there fighting for us. Good freaking grief. All right. Time to get to all the Merrick Garland stuff. Before we get to the Merrick Garland stuff, let's get to your stuff. Specifically, your meat. My meat. You see, my meat is Good Ranchers meat. I buy my meat from Good Ranchers for a couple different reasons. One, the main reason for me, you know, putting your money where your morals are is big for me. The guys who run Good Ranchers are our people. Family, God, country, our people. That's priority one for me. Two, they deliver it to my home. I don't have to stress running to the store. Are we out of burger? They deliver it right to my home. And three, it's all American made. Yes, I still have to go to the grocery store for this and that. Not meat anymore. 100% American meat delivered to my home. And right now they're giving out 2 years worth of free ground beef when you subscribe to one of their boxes. So go pick a meat box, man. It's like Christmas. GoodRanchers.com. Promo code Jesse gets you $25 off and $480 worth of free ground beef. GoodRanchers.com. Promo code Jesse. Go now.
Truth, attitude, Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Man, I'm excited for tonight's show. Don't get your hopes up. Do not get your hopes up. There's a chance, maybe in the last hour or something, there's a chance I might even take a call or two. But for now, you can email me, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Merrick Garland, he is the top hitman for Democrats in this country. He's the man willing to use his position at the DOJ to declare war, a legal war on Republicans. Obviously, Democrats are aware it doesn't look good to Normie Norm and Normie Norma. That's why they did the best they could to do a bit of prettying up of old Merrick today.
Mr. Attorney General, you are serious. They are not.
Sorry, this is Eric Swalwell, the guy who farted on TV.
Mr. Attorney General, you are serious. They are not.
That happened today. No, I'm kidding. It didn't. Here he was.
Mr. Attorney General, you are serious. They are not.
He He did it again. He did it again. Sorry. Go
Mr.
on.
Attorney General, you are serious. They are not. You are decent. They are not.
That's not very decent. Jerry Nadler went out there today and was talking about discredited conspiracy theories.
Assistant Attorney General Garland to address any number of real substantive problems facing the American people. Instead, House Republicans will use their time today to talk about long discredited conspiracy theories and Hunter Biden's laptop.
Long discredited conspiracy theories. You know all the conspiracy theories that turned out to be 1,000% true. Little conspiracy theories like that. All right, to Merrick. And I will say, there's something about Merrick Garland. I can't help it. And all right, I need to pause for a minute. I need to talk to the kids. Listen to me, kids. You don't want to be like me. I'm immature. There are many reasons you don't want to be like me, but you really don't want to be like me because my maturity level is not where it should be for the age of 42. And I know it's not where it should be. Last night, I actually got home, and the wife was folding laundry, and she's setting all the laundry out in the living room, and me and the boys ended up accidentally knocking the whole thing over because we were playing this game where we were throwing a pillow as hard as we could at each other's faces, and we ended up ruining the laundry. And so I know my maturity level isn't what it should be, I know, but I can't get over Merrick Garland's voice. And there's this weird thing with Merrick Garland because he is a really, really evil human being. To do what he's doing is so evil, and he's ruining lives. He's changing lives.
Changing people's lives.
Quit, sorry. He's ruining lives. But at the same time, his voice just screams, I'm the biggest dork in the world.
Under oath today, your testimony is, you have not had any discussions with Mr. Weiss about this matter?
Under oath, my testimony today is that I promised that the Senate I would not intrude in his investigation. I do not intend to discuss the internal Justice Department deliberations, whether or not I had them.
Oh, okay. So your testimony today is you're not going to tell us whether you've had discussions with Mr. Weiss.
My testimony today is I told the committee that I would not interfere. I made clear that Mr. Weiss would have the authority to bring cases that he thought were appropriate.
Okay.
Mr. Weiss's letter.
Yeah. So it didn't sound great. And Merrick Garland did something that you already know about, you're used to, something you've heard a lot, something you'll hear a lot more of. Remember, something we talk about all the time. They will act as if they are being threatened and oppressed. This is communism 101. They learn this from a very, very early age. So the second you catch these communists doing something horrible, they'll talk about, I'm being threatened. I feel unsafe. This is intimidating. You know, Merrick Garland's awfully dirty when he goes right to that in the beginning.
We will not be intimidated. We will do our jobs free from outside influence, and we will not back down from defending our democracy.
We will not be intimidated, guys. I'm sorry. Anyway, back to what we were talking about. That's how you know they're guilty of sin. Stop threatening us. And of course, he's trying this, and this was the ultimate tell on the day.
That means we apply the same laws to everyone. There is not one set of laws for the powerful and another for the powerless, one for the rich and another for the poor, one for Democrats and another for Republicans, or different rules depending upon one's race.
That's one of those things, as soon as you have to say it, you're in trouble. As soon as you have to say it, you're in trouble. You know, if I show up a little early at the studio and Chris and Michael aren't looking when I come in and they turn around right away when I walk in and they say, I wasn't doing drugs. Chris and Michael were doing drugs. If you have to get up as Attorney General of the United States of America and ask or and announce that there aren't two different sets of rules, it's because you know there are two different sets of rules. They know, the American people know there are two different sets of rules, and you know that they know there are two different sets of rules. You're essentially just throwing that one out there. That one out there is a little disclaimer. I enjoyed this one, too.
Anyone at FBI headquarters about the Hunter Biden investigation?
Hold on. We didn't edit this. Listen to the pause. Did you talk about the Hunter Biden investigation with the FBI?
Anyone at FBI headquarters about the Hunter Biden investigation?
I don't recollect the answer to that question, but the FBI works for the Justice Department.
I'm sorry. You don't recollect whether you've talked with anybody at FBI headquarters about an investigation of the president's son?
I don't believe that I did. I promised the Senate when I came.
You heard all the lawyer talk there. Well, I don't believe that I did. I don't recollect all lawyer terms. All right. Enough of that. We're walking away from the Merrick Garland stuff. We're going to talk a little bit about some energy stuff with Daniel Turner because there are important things going on here that we are not talking about. So let's talk about them. Also, getting a hero gun is important. It's important because this world, very sadly, has bad people in it. It has evil, violent people in it. And you hear these stories about these career criminals. It's all they know is violence. I'm looking at a headline right here, one we're going to talk about. Police shortages reported nationwide. The cops aren't there. You have to be able to stop a bad, violent person who's been doing violence their whole lives from hurting you. Your wife has to, your daughter, your son, your dad. Go to hero2020.com and get a hero gun or a hero arrow. Hero gun's more shaped like a gun, although it's non-lethal. Hero arrow's non-lethal as well. It's more shaped like a TV remote. It's a little smaller. Just get something. I don't care which one. Get something and carry it, please. Carry it. Don't just get it. Carry it. Hero2020.com. Code Jesse gets you a special discount. Hero2020.com. Code Jesse. State restrictions may apply.
Jesse Kelly.
Hey there, I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
Would you guys consider anything less than a championship to be a failure from this year?
I wouldn't say anything is a failure, especially because we all grow every day. Obviously, the goal is a championship. There's no doubt in that, and that's the goal. We want to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
For all the biggest stories in women's basketball, plus exclusive interviews with the game's brightest stars.
So to be here, I think it's one that we definitely don't take for granted. But we also know, you know, that's just one stop along the way, and we're hoping to, you know, make a run.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. We break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
When I told people I was making a podcast about Benghazi, 9 times out of 10, they called me a masochist, rolled their eyes, or just asked, why?
Benghazi, the truth became a web of lies.
It's almost a dirty word, one that connotes conspiracy theory.
Will we ever get the truth about the Benghazi massacre?
Bad faith political warfare, and frankly, bullshit.
We kill the ambassador just to cover something up. You put two and two together.
Was it an overblown distraction or a sinister conspiracy?
Benghazi is a Rosetta Stone for everything that's been going on for the last 20 years.
I'm Leon Nafok. from Prologue Projects and Pushkin Industries. This is Fiasco, Benghazi.
What difference at this point does it make?
Yeah, that's right. Lock her up.
Listen to Fiasco, Benghazi on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Our focus here is on climate solutions, and our task is urgent. Humanity has opened the gates of hell.
Our focus here is on climate solutions. We've opened the gates of hell. Man, that sounds scary. I bet Daniel Turner's super scared. Joining me now, Power of the Future's very own Daniel Turner. Daniel, the gates of hell. Gosh, where is that? I don't want to go visit that place.
Jesse, the hyperbole that comes from this. I mean, we talk a lot about how they always use fear-mongering in climate stuff. We're all going to die, right? AOC said we had 12 years left to live. I think she said that about 6 years ago, so we're halfway there. But this is why, you know, sometimes I want to beat my head against a wall. I'm supposed to try to work with these folks, right? Where is the common ground? And quite frankly, taking a page out of your book, I don't want to work with these folks. I want to destroy them. But where am I supposed to see eye to eye with someone who says humanity has opened the gates of hell? Well, and also, quite frankly, Jesse, what 12-year-old wrote his script, right? Like, who's writing? This is the UN Secretary General, and he talks like a high school student. Ugh, it's so beyond frustrating, Jesse. It's a different world we live in, my brother.
Daniel, can you explain the elites that push this stuff, and there are so many of them that do, they are pushing for everybody to be poorer, including themselves. I mean, they do get that, right?
No, they won't be poorer. And I think the exception of the elite is definitely part of the strategy. It's the exact same way the elites exempted themselves from COVID. Right. Look at our senators. They had no COVID mandate. The federal government did. The military certainly did. But the Senate didn't. You didn't have to be a U.S. senator or a staffer and get the COVID shot. Look at lockdowns. Right. Could Gavin Newsom go to dinner? Of course he could. And not only could he go to dinner, when he was caught, he was angry. He was angry that, like, you're literally dragging me before the cameras. Lori Lightfoot, same deal. Don't you know who I am? Of course I have to get my hair cut. So the rules will never apply to them because they are special. And so the way John Kerry can have his private jet, of course he blames his wife, right? I've never owned a private jet. My wife owns a private jet. But just the way they exempt themselves from the COVID rules, they will exempt themselves from the climate rules. They are fine.
I have a little bit I want to play for you. Again, we're speaking with Daniel Turner, Power of the Future. This is from Global News. Listen to this one.
The public e-scooters will be banned from the streets in Paris starting next month. It's part of the city's strategy to permit and regulate shared transport systems by providing cleaner and more accessible mobility options.
These moves are inspired by the 15-minute city urban planning concept, which the French capital...
15-minute city urban planning concept. That is certainly an interesting way to put it. Daniel, would you talk about the 15-minute cities? Those sound fun.
Yeah, I mean, having grown up in a city, I can testify that a lot of times everything you need is within 15 minutes. But it was the market that did that. It was the market that decided that the neighborhood had enough dry cleaners and Chinese restaurants and takeout places. But this is a government. It's definitely a UN/World Economic Forum. But this is a new push to say that everything you need should be within 15 minutes. And it's not because of convenience. It's because of limiting mobility. And so if you live in this district of Paris or if you live in that part of Houston, you will stay in that part of Houston, and there's no reason for you to leave. And how much easier is it to get stuff done if you're a politician, a little petty tyrant politician? How much easier is it to get stuff done if you know exactly where all the people are at all the time, right? If you can control people's movements, you can control everything, which is also part of lockdown strategy that we saw with COVID. And quite frankly, it's why the same COVID lockdown people are crying for a climate emergency, because I guess when you declare an emergency, you have power to do whatever the heck you want. Confiscate guns, close down churches, shut down people's businesses. So yeah, the 15-minute strategy is not something benevolent. This is not trying to make it easier to live in urban America. This is about keeping you in one place all the time.
Daniel, but that's happening in Paris, France. That's never going to come to some place like New York City, right? That's just those crazy Europeans.
Exactly. Yeah, and you know, Europe, I will say, they're always ahead of us when it comes to this nonsense, but it always trickles here. Everything trickles here. Wind turbines are the best example. Germany's been doing it for 20 years. It's an utter failure. What's the Biden administration doing? Are we looking at Germany and saying, boy, guys, this stinks? No, we're copying their model. So, of course, they will bring it here. Bad ideas are toxic, and they are a virus, and they spread very, very quickly. But if you love control, and these politicians love control and they love power, they will do everything they can to implement it. And we see these strategies already happening in places like New York and in Chicago, in all major urban cities. And I know you got a very important mayoral race coming up in your great city. This should be the top ticket as far as I'm concerned. What do you plan on doing to the people of Houston in terms of our mobility, in terms of our property rights, in terms of our gun rights, right? That's a lot more important than what do you think about name your little silly pet issue here. These are the big things that determine a culture and a survival of a nation.
Daniel, can you explain to me, are we getting any wins anywhere here in the United States of America on climate, on energy issues? Obviously, no. Once the federal government takes over and the communists take over, that is very difficult to get any wins anywhere. But at a state level, anywhere, are we making any progress anywhere?
New Mexico has had a very good year for oil and gas for energy, but mostly because it's in the Permian Basin, which they share with Texas, and it's a lot of private land. But overall, no, we don't really have a lot of good wins. Our production levels are decent, right? So we're producing around 12.9 million barrels a day. At our peak, we produced a little bit over 13.3, I think. So people look at that number and they say, oh my gosh, we're almost at full production like we were before COVID. But that's just one number. Here's another number which is down, which is the number of drill rigs. Rig counts are down almost 50%. What does that mean? That means if you're in this business, you're not looking to the future. You're just trying to extract as much as you can now because you know you're not going to get permits from the Biden administration. You know you're not going to get lending because of the ESG movement's going to penalize the bank if they give you a loan. So what you're trying to do is the drills that you have, the wells that you have now, you are extracting as much as you can while numbers are high. But the future is very, very bleak. That's why oil is so high. People say, why is oil at $90? It's Vladimir Putin. No, oil is high because it looks 6 months into the future. And 6 months into the future is a very, very bleak future. And it's going to get worse. It's going to get worse, sadly. It's going to get more expensive. But eventually it will work, Jesse. Just like any time you ask a socialist, well, East Germany, that wasn't real socialism, right? Cuba, no, that wasn't real socialism. Venezuela, that wasn't real socialism. The same with the Green Movement. No, that's not really the way you do it. We'll do it right this time.
What's the status of the Strategic Oil Reserve, though?
Oh, we're down more than 50%. And so we have, I think, roughly a month's supply. And a month's supply is not a lot of supply if you consider something catastrophic. If you had another Hurricane Katrina, and hurricane season still has a little bit to go. If you had a terrible attack, a cyber attack or something, a month's supply is not a lot. But, you know, Biden drained it because he tried his hardest to keep prices low for the 2022 election. And it worked, right? I mean, it was evil, but it was smart. Evil people tend to be very, very smart. So it worked. It kept oil prices low, and they ran on it. Look at Joe Biden, what he's doing. He kept the Senate, right? It hurt the nation. It hurt our future. But is that really what matters? So right, look at what we did to our kids during COVID. None of that matters if you have an election to win.
Daniel Turner, you are the best, buddy. Come back soon.
Thanks, Jesse.
All right. More of this Merrick Garland stuff. And just the world of make-believe we're building for ourselves. Hang on.
You're listening to The Jesse Kelly Show. You're welcome.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, reminding you, you can email the show your love, your hate, your death threats to jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Yes, I think that song is good. That You Spin Me Right Round, Right Round. That's a good song. I didn't say it was an all-time. I didn't say it was an all-time great. What do you mean the music video makes no sense? Who watches music videos anymore? That's one. Two, they're musicians. All musicians are a bunch of weirdo freak nut jobs. You just take them for the music, and then you let them go. It's not like these are philosophy majors here. A bunch of makeup and earrings in their face, and now the pink hair, all of them. What, Chris? What? I didn't almost get an earring. I made a suggestion. Okay, let me clarify. I was a child, a young boy, and all the rock bands, like Guns N' Roses and stuff like that I was listening to, they all had earrings, and I thought, man, that might be really cool. And so I waited till my dad got home from work. You know, he was in construction, and I said, Dad, I think I'm going to get an earring. And Dad informed me that the earring would be removed from my head, and I don't mean nicely. I mean, like ripping it out of my ear. And so I didn't end up getting it. You act like I was down there getting my ears pierced or something, Chris. I wasn't getting my friggin' ears pierced. Anyway, focus. Merrick Garland spoke today. Well, spoke today. It kind of sounds weird. He had to give testimony today. And one of the eye-openers, probably the eye-opener of the day, was this doozy here.
You agree that traditional Catholics are violent extremists, yes or no?
Let me answer what you've said in that long list of I'll be happy to answer all of those.
Attorney General, through the chair, I ask you, do you agree that traditional Catholics are violent extremists? Okay.
Answer I have no question. Idea what the traditional means here.
Catholics that go to church.
May I answer your question?
Yes
the
or
idea
no.
that someone with my family background would discriminate against any religion is so...
Does it sound like he's getting ready to cry? It does, doesn't it, fellas? See? I knew it. I told you, this guy, he's like a gigantic evil baby.
So outrageous. So absurd.
Mr. Attorney General, it was your FBI.
I'm outraged.
That did this. It was your FBI that was sending, and we have the memos, we have the emails, we're sending undercover agents into Catholic churches.
Both I and the director of the FBI have said that we were appalled. Have said that we were appalled by that memo.
So then you agree that they're not extremists?
We were appalled by that memo.
Are they extremists or not, Attorney General?
I think that...
Are they extremists or not, Attorney General?
Everything in that memo is appalling.
Are they extremists or not? I'm asking a simple question. Say no.
Can't seem to say no, can he? And you, of course, know why. The Department of Justice of the United States of America, really, it's much more than Department of Justice. Let's not narrow it down to there. I mean, I've got a New York City Council story. I could say it's equally comparable. The system has chosen who it believes its allies are, and those allies will be protected and promoted at all costs. And the system has identified who it believes its enemies are, and those enemies will be attacked and destroyed at all costs. New York City Council, they're hiring a diversity monitor for schools to take on school segregation. And just to wrap around your mind what that means, what that commie garbage was we were just talking about, somebody's going to get a lucrative salary to walk into schools and say, hey, way too white in here. Hey, whitey, get lost. No more of that. And at the same time, the Attorney General of the United States of America, when asked several times, are traditional Catholics terrorists, potential terrorists, can't bring to deny it. Why? The system has identified its enemies.
You agree that traditional Catholics are violent extremists, yes or no?
Let me answer what you've said in that long list of...
Yeah. Rough future ahead. All right, hey, before I do this, I realize there may have been some confusion yesterday. According to your emails, there was some confusion about this special deal from Chalk, so allow me to explain it again. Natural herbal supplements. I only tell you what I take. I take the Male Vitality Stack. 20% increase in your testosterone in 90 days. Ladies take Female Vitality Stacks, but there's all kinds of natural herbal supplements. for a limited time with the promo code Jesse99, Jesse99, you get 99% off any purchase up to $70 for the first month. For the first month, okay? 99%. Yes, it's real. Yes, it's a limited amount of time. Anything up to 70 bucks. CHOQ.com, promo code Jesse99 is how you do that. We got all these emails. Jesse, I've been waiting. Jesse, I'm going to start it. Jesse99, all right? That's what you put in for the subscription, 99% off the first month, up to $70. Back to the Merrick Garland clown show. Let's just dig into this, because this is an infection that has gotten into Republican bones. Even Republicans you may like or I may like. Normie Republican, he can't bring himself to say what he knows to be true, that the FBI must go away. Instead, he finds himself defending the institution. Merrick Garland knows this. That's why Merrick Garland came with this defensive today. He knew it would be effective on the low-T GOP.
What would be the impact on America of defunding the FBI?
Defunding the FBI would leave the United States naked to the malign influence of the Chinese Communist Party, to the attacks by Iranians.
No, notice what he's doing here. If you're against the FBI, you're pro-China, pro-Iranians.
On American citizens and attempts to assassinate former officials, the Russian aggression.
Are you pro-Russia? If you're against the FBI, you must be pro-Russia. Why do you love Vladimir Putin so much?
To North Korean cyber attacks, to violent crime in the United States.
Are you scared about violent crime? Are you worried about all those videos you're seeing online about people being stabbed and shot in your community? And then you read headlines like this about police shortages nationwide. You're finding out about record retirements. Well, if you want to defund the FBI, then you're pro-crime. Did you know that?
Which the FBI helps to fight against, to all kinds of espionage, to domestic violent extremists who have attacked our churches, our synagogues, our mosques.
Domestic violent extremists who've attacked the churches and synagogues and mosques. That sounds like the FBI. I'm sorry, refresh my memory. Who was it that put out the memo again? Who was that guy who put out the memo talking about getting in that Catholic church because they're a bunch of violent extremists? Anyway, we still have 2 hours of show left. Dan Bongino's joining us halfway through the next hour. It's always fun talking to Dan. He doesn't do hardly any radio interviews, but Dan and me are buddies, and so he's going to come on, and we're going to chew the fat for a little bit, and we're going to talk about poverty. We're going to get to emails. We're going to talk about another person on the right being murdered. George Soros sucks, and so does his son, and so much more to come on The Jesse Kelly Show.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. 3 times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
What I told people, I was making a podcast about Benghazi. 9 times out of 10, they called me a masochist, rolled their eyes, or just asked, why?
Benghazi, the truth became a web of lies.
From Prologue Projects and Pushkin Industries, this is Fiasco, Benghazi.
What difference at this point does it make?
Listen to Fiasco, Benghazi on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart podcast.